This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I fell into a Wendy's hole.
Well, Wendy's hole. That's odd.
How did you get there?
Girl's name Wendy, or
how did you get there? just reading about the history of Wendy's.
Okay,
which I sure. kind of knew.
That's what we all do on our spare time.
Yeah.
Research.
How did Wendy's get started? I wonder.
You know, it's funny. They do all those like the foods that built America. They haven't done Wendy's.
They
on
haven't?
That one.
No,
because I think they just concentrate on the big dogs.
That's what Dave's for. He's gonna dive.
Dave dives into number.
Dave
dives into number three.
I dove right into Wendy. So Dave Thomas started out. He was a KFC guy.
Yeah, he was the apprentice to Colonel Sanders.
Wow. I did know that. Which is, that's what a fast food combo. I know, right? But they worked so well together, and Dave, I guess, learned so much from Colonel Sanders.
Okay.
That he realized when he wanted to start his own, like, nostalgic burger chain.
Right.
He needed a mascot. Because, you know, the colonel said you gotta, people cling to something.
Yeah.
Right? They associate your brand with something, so you need a mascot. So he thought, well, I'll name it after my daughter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, he doesn't have a daughter named Wendy. His daughter is actually named Melinda Lou.
Yeah, it's tough. Melinda's.
Welcome to Melinda's. Can we take your order?
Yeah, it's different.
But the kids, I guess her siblings couldn't pronounce her name, so they called her Wenda instead of Melinda. And then her family just started calling her Wendy after that.
Hmm.
So he dressed her up old school like.
Yeah, like child torture. Yeah.
To take a picture for his restaurant.
Yeah.
That he was going to name after.
Right.
So he made her put like pigtails in, you know, as you see.
Yeah, the classic.
The classic.
The classic Wendy.
Horrible striped outfit she wore. And she became the mascot. He totally regretted that. She got teased. She wasn't a tiny. Like the cartoon image, they've slimmed her down.
Yeah, I knew that.
I feel like I know a lot of this stuff.
I knew a lot of this stuff too. Yeah.
The real Wendy was on a commercial once. I saw her.
She was.
Yeah, she was.
So that's the real Wendy.
I trust that Wendy more about burgers.
I love a burger. My dad is an American burger.
No, I mean, it's just never been my spot, I'll tell you.
I like it.
I don't.
So her cleanly scrubbed, freckled face became the image of the business. And then after a while, they switched from her actual picture to a more animated Wendy's character. But he said, Dave Thomas, that he regretted doing it because his little daughter lost some of her privacy. She got teased. It wasn't the right thing to do, he said, looking back. He should have just named it after himself, Dave's.
Oh.
Because it put too much pressure on her. She went on to become a Wendy's franchisee. Like, she owned a bunch of them. I'm not sure if she still does. This is her now, apparently.
Yeah.
She never stopped eating those burgers.
No.
But that,
I guess, I remember that.
Yeah, so that's when she did the commercials years ago, but that's the most recent photo of her there, apparently.
Yeah.
Built on burgers.
See the people in the background so happy.
Gosh, wow, they
that's
met,
Wendy.
They met Wendy.
Yeah, I think Dave Thomas is from Ohio or something.
Mm.
I think so.
That's how you knew he'd succeed.
That's if you want to start something, if you want to start like a fat empire.
Yep.
Ohio's where you put the foundation down.
Mm-hmm. That's where I find my man to run the whole thing.
Ohio.
Yeah.
About 53 years now, the chain has been strong.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, you're welcome.
There I guess it's just that's why they haven't done anything on it on that show. It's just it's almost not quite old enough. Like, the more interesting stuff is the Colonel Sanders story. Because it was like back before we knew anything like this could work.
And he killed a man.
You know, and he killed a man.
I think way more interesting.
Oh, and Dave Thomas created the KFC bucket. Hmm. He's the guy that came up with the idea for the bucket of chicken.
Wow.
So, brilliant man.
I love the idea that like Colonel Sanders is like the emperor and his apprentices.
Do you know what though? Like, honestly, on that show, if you watch it, like the stuff that built, food that built America, it's almost always the guy that you're grooming ends up being your number one person that you are fighting against your whole life. Like, it happened in cereal. It happened in chocolate. It's always like someone just happens to work there for a little while and realizes, boom. You know, I can do this one thing. Like the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Happens in radio.
Guy happens in radio.
People leave.
And yeah.
And destroy your product.
Yep. But the guy who came up with the Reese's peanut butter cup, he used to work for one of the other, if it was Hershey's or whatever. And
right.
He was like,
they went on to do, was it Mars?
No, like story? there's the Hershey's and Mars. They did it. And then there was another guy that they were kind of like, hey, listen, we're not going to buy your cow's milk anymore. And he was like, okay, I'll come up with something. Reese's peanut butter cup.
I like that show.
Good,
a lot.
Like,
by the way,
the foods of built America.
Yeah,
you must
really
have missed
good.
It, but the second episode of that show was about Wendy's.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. I didn't see
missed
that one.
It.
I watched the Orville Redenbacher episode.
Yeah, why would I watch it?
Because it's fascinating.
Like,
the man trained under the colonel starts his own fast food empire. Incredible.
Yeah.
At least I thought.
What I'm shocked by all the time when they do some of these are the age of some places that I figured had only been around for about 20 years.
Right.
Like
Wendy's is 53.
Right. And the donuts that.
Dunkin'?
No.
Krispy
Kreme is ancient.
What do you mean ancient?
Well, like, it's way older than you think. Like, Krispy Kreme.
1937?
It's ancient, dude.
Say what?
Yes.
It took off in the early 2000s.
But the thing is,
90s.
They've been doing all their little gimmick from the start. So from 1937, you could go in and watch the donuts go through its little conveyor belt. They had a little conveyor belt.
So they've been
even
doing the
back then.
Same
when
thing.
Did they take off? Like, really, where it was just madness.
I think you're right. I think
2000?
Like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Until before the Atkins thing hit.
And then
killed
that
it. Sunk them.
Yeah.
Because people weren't eating sugar for a while. They were just eating bacon and beef.
Yeah. Yep.
That was our solution.
Yeah.
Going bacon.
But yeah, like, that's what shocks me all the time. I'm like, what? They've been around for that long doing that stuff? TGI Fridays blew me away. I had no idea what that place was. That was like the coolest bar in New York City.
Mm. And was it in Times Square or just in New York
City? I'm
not
sure where it was. It was in New York City, and then and everyone was like, we have never seen anything like this place. It is the best. And then the guy who came up with the concept brought a partner in, and then he sold his idea to that guy for $1 million, and that guy made $2 billion.
Wow.
Yeah,
the TGI Fridays guy?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
They're not doing that well anymore, are they?
Doesn't matter. I made $2 billion already. I don't care how well they're doing. If I was that guy.
Well, yeah, if you're that guy, but I don't think any of those restaurants do really well outside of maybe happy hour.
Well, it's funny because it was like at one time, that's what it was all about. Just like going there. It was about meeting people and drinking. And
so it was just one location in New York?
It was one location in New York, and a guy came in and said, I want to move it to Texas. I want to do this in Texas. And he brought him in as a partner and said, okay. And then that guy took it everywhere and made $2 billion.
It's kind of like the McDonald's if you watch that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, there's a Michael Keaton show about
yes.
that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shows you the guy who really came up with it was...
That, to me, is the fascinating stuff. Like, the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man. Like, the guy who came up with the Coke formula was, like, doing all
it's,
these...
It's really insane.
He sold it, like, 15
the
times
funny
to
thing about,
people.
I watched the Orville Redenbacher thing, and he was, like, obsessed with popcorn. He was, like, obsessed. He'd have, like, these test tubes, and he'd be, like, looking at popcorn and be like, this one's fluffier. It's a fluffier kernel.
Yeah.
And, like, he would, like, and the people would walk in while he's doing this and be like, Orville, Pop Secret's kicking our ass. They know what they're doing. Like, you can't just be focusing on the kernels. They're microwaving stuff, dude. Microwaving stuff, man.
Yeah. Did he not do that right away?
No.
Yeah.
He was like,
waiting.
I need the best kernels. They got each one less unpopped kernels at the under the bag. That's what I'm... And the guys were like, dude, Pop Secret's kicking our ass. They got a bag that'll pop every kernel. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about each individual kernel, Orville. Let it go, man. Let gotta go.
Yeah. That was his big thing.
Yeah, and he was like just obsessed with these. If it pops perfectly, it'll be everybody will love it. And we can charge a premium price. And they're like, let it go, Orville. And design the bag.
They're on top now, right? Are the Red
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They, I'd say they, so. They've always been. Yeah. What I didn't realize is that those bags are actually designed to get those last remaining kernels and stuff out, and I had no clue.
Well, what nobody
what
knows is like
about?
Orville Redenbacher was like up against GE, and they had this bag that could pop all the popcorn, and it was like this big technological breakthrough.
Damn,
so,
yeah, so wow. Old Orville, just him versus GE.
But what do you mean about the unpopped kernels?
Yeah, so apparently, like, you know, there's like that, when you microwave them and it expands, there's like the top has that little slit.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to turn it over, and you're supposed to shake it, and all the kernels that are not popped will fall out of that little slit, and then you open it up.
What?
And, yeah, I know, no yeah. Idea. No, it's TikTok every time.
I had no idea about that.
No one wrong, no one knew. No one knew.
Popcorn bag kernel hack.
Yep.
Just had some last night.
Yeah, Easy Pop was really pissing Orville Redenbacher off. He's like, it's just a gimmick. He's like, the popcorn's crap.
Oh.
And it, like, he like was losing his mind about popcorn.
That's a gimmick.
Well, he got old, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really
he
got popcorn, old. It's, it his obsession really paid off, I guess.
Yeah,
he is a superior kernel.
He does, definitely.
Yeah. You definitely
you pop a bag of that next to a bag of Pop Secret, you can tell the difference.
Yeah,
come on. Thanks, Orville, for all your dedication.
Yes.
Let's see this here. This is apparently the hack you're talking about. Let's listen in.
Doing the How Does He segments. Today we're going to take care of that pesky popcorn kernel problem we all have. You pop a bag of popcorn, you grab in, you know, big handful, throw it in, and lo and behold, you got a kernel breaking your tooth. So after you pop it, just grab the end that you're supposed to open, and you just want to open it slightly. You can kind of just pop it open
a lot of
bit.
Times this is actually even
don't
already
undo
open.
Undo the whole thing, otherwise all your popcorn is going to come flying
that's
out.
That's it.
Then you flip right it over.
That's it. There you go.
Gone.
There you go.
I just put it all in the bowl and then the kernels on the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
Right.
That's what I do too.
If you leave it in the bag, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've managed to work around them.
Yeah.
Me too. All of us. I just like, that's what TikTok will do every once in a while. It'll show me something like, you know, like how something was actually designed to work or, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
I had no idea.
I didn't do it that way.
I just appreciate all the hard work these Americans have done before us.
No, well, what it always amazes me is that the biggest places you've heard of usually always just started as this one little place, like one guy's idea in some small town or a big town. But it's like, it's weird. Like they did the one that they did TGI Fridays. They did Benihana's at the same time. It's interesting to see the people behind the scenes.
McDonald's has got to be the biggest one in terms of like, you know, starting from one to growing to.
Yeah, they were always. Yeah. Yeah.
The most restaurants.
Because I think they're the biggest real estate owner.
In the world?
In the world. Because that's really what they are now as a real estate company. People don't realize that.
So this, you know, McDonald's pulled out of Russia 3 months ago, right? Like a lot of American chains did. But some Russian dude was like, I'll buy them all.
He did.
So he went in, he bought them all. You've never seen anything change hands so fast, right?
Yeah.
He flipped all of them to his own, almost identical.
It's like an M with what looks like a burger and three fries or something like that.
Yes. There
or
it is.
Or two
there.
Fries. Yeah.
I think it's called like tasty food or something when you translate it. But
I wonder how it compares.
I bet he went in and said, steal everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they did. Like they have all the same ordering system, all the same registers, all the same McDonald's equipment. And they just can't use any of their they can't, you know, call it a Big Mac or a filet of fish, but they'll call it, you know, they'll just change the name. But even like they still have McDonald's stuff, they just have to cross out the McDonald's logo on it.
The fries look very McDonald's-like.
Because they know exactly how to do it.
Oh.
They know what to buy.
A little work around there.
Yeah, they're not allowed because they'd get sued if they use anything with McDonald's on it. So they've been having their staff scribble out the logo on any of the remaining products. But boom, they went in and changed it so fast.
I think McDonald's is like the one thing that everyone agrees on in the world, like universally likes.
Oh, like yeah. Even Russia.
Russia, all these different yeah. countries.
They're like, it's not bad. We all agree, it's not bad.
Oh, you know, it translates to tasty, and that's it.
Yep.
There's a huge line at McDonald's in Rome. I mean, people love it.
That I don't get. I mean, maybe if you're from Rome, fine.
Yeah, exactly.
But
that's it.
You shouldn't, so if I'm you saying, go to like Rome. You're just,
well, yeah, as a tourist, you shouldn't get McDonald's. But
look, there's like 30 years later, that's how when McDonald's opened in Moscow in 1990, that was the lineup. 30 years later, it has almost a similar crowd drive.
Yeah, they're actually looking for free food there. They're hoping to God they were going to get fed.
But I've never seen like there's 800 stores. I've never seen it flip so fast, anything in the world. They must have put every Russian power behind it to get that going. Speaking of food, an annual survey on America's favorite vegetables just came out. I said that odd, but just go along with it. Broccoli landed in the top spot again this year. The runners-up were corn, carrots, potatoes, and asparagus.
What is this? What is this list?
America's it's a national, national veggie America's list that they found. He found a map of which states have top veggies. He found a map of it. He's going to let you know Michigan.
I know you
and
were
then,
wondering.
What's I was.
Vegetable?
I, Florida. It keeps me up at night wondering.
Massachusetts.
What is
all
the
love
favorite
broccoli.
Vegetable?
Yeah.
All
love broccoli.
All
Chuck.
Of them. They
all of our
of
listeners, wherever
wow.
you're listening to us, broccoli is your favorite vegetable.
That's big. I've eaten a lot of broccoli. I've eaten so much broccoli that I got to just give broccoli a break.
Hmm. Corn, number two, but rocketing up.
Corn, well, corn, sides. I love corn. It's just a real pain.
What do you mean pain?
Oh, if you it's get the good you, stuff, though. You've got to peel it and do all that. So it's a big process for me.
Like husking? You're talking about husking?
Yeah, husking the corn and all that. I mean, I could just buy the stuff that's already pre-done, but
it's better if you do it yourself.
I almost, because I buy it on the street.
That's the best.
You know, that's the best. Mm-hmm. You find it from some farmer.
Oh, those are those by far the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's work.
A study also found that when schools were closed during the pandemic, this shocked me because I thought everyone got fat during the pandemic, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they say that teens ate less junk food, actually. In fact, there was a 6% drop in teens eating crappy food. That's the first time that's happened in 30 years.
Because they didn't go out for it or whatever at the fast food
Maybe
places?
They didn't have access to it as much, right?
Yeah, that's weird. It's all my kids ate.
Even after restrictions were eased, the drop in teens eating junk food continued. And it's now 14% lower than it was before the pandemic.
Hmm. Yeah, that's bizarre to me.
Maybe parents were home. They were monitoring what their kids were
Maybe
eating
that's
more.
It. Yeah.
They couldn't get away with.
Or was there like a shortage of any of that? I don't remember it being a shortage.
That's all I want to delete those times from my memory.
I know.
I don't ever want to go back to even thinking about it. My kids, on the other hand, Aiden's a pretty healthy eater. Zane is not. But I noticed yesterday he had a day off school because there was issues. But I see the Ring doorbell goes off on my phone. And he has ordered a coffee to the house.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'm like, are you kidding?
$30 cup of coffee.
What's wrong? He's like, no, I got the plan. I know he's got some sort of hack where he just creates a new email address and gets their free monthly trial.
Oh, my God.
For the delivery app. And every month he just gets a new one.
A one free.
That is your father-in-law coming out.
Oh, totally. Yes. Well, very good. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Yes.
With technology, your father-in-law with technology.
Totally.
Was it Aiden?
Was
it
Zane? Zane.
Yeah, Zane. Zane. Yeah, so it would be like Zane Hunter 1, Zane Hunter 2.
That's it, yes.
Zane Hunter 3,
uh-huh.
Zane Hunter 4. Just keep signing up.
Free coffee.
Because I asked, I'm like, how much did you pay for like a year pass to DoorDash? Or he's like, oh no, it's monthly. And I just changed my email, Dad. I just sign up and you get a free month trial. Or I don't know what it is, but.
What's going to happen is that Dave in like 6 months is going to find out that it auto bills. And that all of a sudden he's been auto-billed for 16 different accounts.
Yeah, no thanks. I'd never, ever dream of ordering one coffee.
Never. No,
never.
No, no. In fact, I'm sure the DoorDash person or whatever was like, what?
No, you know, I thought that coffee until I spoke to one guy who said they get that every day.
Really? Wow.
One coffee, one milkshake, one, you know, booster juice, whatever.
What kind of tip they get from that?
Not much, I think.
Yeah,
not much from a 15-year-old,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Not a lot.
Probably not.
That's like the only thing that scares me worse than them delivering food is
a drink.
Drinks. A drink.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have drinks delivered.
I feel like they're
We heard the story of what happened to one of our listeners, remember someone spilt their, was it a booster juice or something, or some sort of shake? And then when they got to the bottom, there was pennies and hair, and they realized they had dropped it and scooped it back
in.
Yeah,
they tried to scoop it back in.
Yeah. Not that I ever thought of ordering a drink anyway, but that sealed it. That I would...
Yeah, that's the...
I would never do that.
Mm.
If you're looking to take your sugar high to the next level, Hostess is cooking up something new. Twinkies flavored candy spoons.
What does this even mean?
You just let them melt into your drink. Your any warm drink.
Hello. You have my attention.
Chemical spoons.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's a spoon I can eat, huh?
You got it. It's a spoon.
So, you know, like you have, like, you see chocolate spoons that melt into hot chocolate and stuff.
Okay.
But this is similar, but it's Twinkie flavored.
Twinkies. And I've never seen these at all. Spoons. I didn't know they made these.
Well, you've seen the chocolate ones, though, right?
I never have. I've never seen these.
Oh my God, James!
I've seen plastic and I've seen metal.
Do you know they made Ghostbusters Twinkies?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at the price on
this. I know, because it's from 2016. It's incredibly rare.
They have $175 for green.
If you want them,
Twinkies.
They still taste exactly the same.
Yeah, they never expire.
Some collector will probably spend that. I won't.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's the Twinkies. I don't know. I'm not a Twinkie guy, so I wouldn't want the flavor of a Twinkie in my drink. But obviously, some people.
I don't mind the Twinkie flavor. It's just
I feel like it's probably just gonna be sweet. You know, I don't think you can really identify with.
Yeah, like what is it?
Sort of cake. I think they make Twinkie flavored coffee too, because they make Hostess cupcake flavored coffee. Like Hostess
coffee,
does a brand
like cream?
Coffee? Like K cups.
Oh wow!
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hmm. I saw those in the store.
I'll say this. Whoever bought Hostess, they were like, we're going to do everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're going to try everything. We have to be cutting edge.
I feel like those K-cups, because we have some at the house, it just tastes like a gas station cappuccino.
Okay.
Like, it just tastes like a sweet hot drink.
Yeah, they have Twinkies, Ding Dongs, Honey Bun, and Snowball flavored.
Can you taste the difference, James, between
not really
each one?
I mean, right. I think all we have is the Ding Dong one. I don't have, like, the variety pack.
Yeah. You want some, would you like some Ding Dong coffee?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, that
doesn't
was my
sound
brew.
The worst. Yeah.
That's my brew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been a thing for a little while. Hostess-flavored coffees, but now there's Hostess-flavored melty spoons. And I'm sure they'll do every other flavor of that, too. They'll be Ding Dongs and Snowballs and all sorts of stuff.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You
are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Day.
Trust me, I know what it's like to get a bad haircut. It sucks. Anyone who's been through that knows it's horrible. But you still can't shoot the person that did it to you.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I definitely wanted to for my own son, wanted to
shoot someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Messed up his fate, huh?
No, they just, it was like the world's, it was like Dumb and Dumber.
Well, that's what you get, like Dumb and Dumber. Super cheap cuts, right?
It was. It was. I couldn't believe my eyes.
A Missouri man, Vernie Dickens, has been charged with first-degree assault after he shot the barber that cut his hair because he thought he did a horrible job. Here's the story on this one now from KSHB TV.
On my side. It's so bad.
Barber Drake Murph shows us how close the bullet came to paralyzing him. But he and witnesses say the gunman wanted to kill him, upset over a haircut.
I got back to cutting. I look at him. I'm like, come on, man. I did ask you to move it. And then before I could even finish, he pulls out a gun. It was like, I told you, do your job. Puts it to my face. I immediately turn to the right and run out the front door.
Guy comes out of here shooting. He stood right here at the doorway. There was toddlers
that guy has a sweet
sitting
haircut.
Here trying to get a haircut.
Not just his hair. Everything about him. He's full on drippy.
It was excruciating pain, and it hurt a lot. But I had to keep running because the dude was chasing me. He was steady, unloading clips. I looked back. He's running behind me. He looked like the Terminator or something.
Drake is grateful for this guy, one of the shop's clients, yes, who took down the suspect when his weapon malfunctioned. He held him until police arrived.
That's the guy he wants.
Oh, my God. That dude is the size of a wall.
Yeah.
He just big, happens to be there.
As big as a van.
But his name's Tiny.
Yeah, exactly.
You want the man as big as a van to be by your side to stop someone.
So
holy
he
hell.
He just waited for that guy's gun to, like, jam and then must have just squashed him.
We've been here for 12 years. Never had an incident like this ever.
As Drake recovers, it's business as usual at the shop on West 39th Street.
This is still a safe environment, and it's just unfortunate that some people aren't, you know, all the way there. It's got to be crazy to come here and do stuff like that here.
The bad thing is people are getting guns. There's guns out here like they're toys. They get a hold of them, and then over a haircut, you're going to come and shoot an innocent person, and this all that happens is innocent people always end up getting hurt.
And so Drake will continue to bring awareness to the senseless violence that's plaguing our community.
People in America should not have to deal with the fact that another person could take your life at any single moment.
In Kansas City, Andres Gutierrez, KSHB 41 News.
What's insane is that the guy's, like, charged with assault. Like, to me, if you
first
have
degree assault,
if you have shot me, are you not attempting to murder me? That's, I always wonder about those charges or whatever. I guess it's maybe whatever they think can stick or...
First degree assault, two counts of armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon.
There must be like a reason. It's easier to prove that stuff than it is to prove attempted murder.
Maybe they're worried if it hits a jury and they're trying to argue for like attempted murder, the jury might side with like the bad haircut guy because they're like, hey, we get bad haircuts. We want to shoot the barber all the time,
yeah,
too.
True. So,
but
true.
Maybe like assault. Like, yeah, okay, that's definitely an assault.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has to be it.
That guy is gigantic.
He is unbelievable.
He's a head taller than the actual full size conversion van that he's standing next to.
Yes,
like that's no minivan. That's a conversion van.
No, if there's something going down,
yep,
you want big homie around.
Yep,
he's incredibly big.
Because he just held him down.
Yeah, like probably with one arm.
Right. Yeah,
don't even bother.
Yeah, it's like Andre the Giant just holding you in place. So.
There was an incident, too, I saw in New York outside of some club or something the other day. This little guy was all feisty, getting all up in people's faces. And then the last bouncer was that size, right? And literally went, poop. Done. Out.
Oh,
one
yeah.
little punch to the face. Dude was out.
Yep. Yep.
You always need the men the size of walls.
Yep.
To guard your place. Well, people have been using delivery apps a lot more these days, and the biggest knock on the drivers is when they don't care enough about your order. Maybe the food gets cold, or something spills, or there's something missing. Well, the driver in this next story cared a little too much, and he's in big trouble because he realized that a Chick-fil-A worker forgot to include the milkshake.
Oh, don't forget the milkshake.
So he shot the Chick-fil-A worker.
Shoot.
Yes.
You don't have to shoot over it, but... Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Here's the story of how this one all came to be from ABC6 in Philadelphia. Take a listen.
Police, the shooting was apparently over a missing milkshake. Police say when a delivery driver didn't have a milkshake in his online order, he got into an argument with employees here at the Chick-fil-A and pulled out a gun.
The violence needs to stop.
Customers at the Chick-fil-A on the 800 block of Adams Avenue.
Can you go back to that?
You were upset this morning over a shooting that took place. Customers at the Chick-fil-A and pulled out a gun.
The violence needs to stop.
She had so much Chick-fil-A.
But did she have an orange juice?
She had an orange juice, too.
Orange juice with the Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Maybe it was breakfast. They do breakfast, too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. It must have been a breakfast.
Customers at the Chick-fil-A on the 800 block of Adams Avenue in Crescentville are upset this morning over a shooting that took place outside the restaurant just before 8:30 last night.
That's so sad.
Police say a food delivery driver shot a 17-year-old Chick-fil-A employee in his leg because there wasn't a milkshake in his online order.
Over a milkshake. That's like this right here. So we got to do better.
No,
investigators found one shell casing in
one's
the parking
hot,
lot.
Cold,
oh, yeah. My gosh, it's crazy. Tempers is too,
one I'd shoot you
too
for.
Fast, and we just got to put down the guns.
Officers were able to locate the driver's white Mercedes in an alley about...
You've got a white Mercedes and you're door dashing? What?
That's what you have to do now.
How old was the...
Even the rich.
The person who... The delivery person?
Doesn't say. It says 17-year-old victim. I didn't notice the age of the driver.
About 2 miles from the shooting scene in
Juniata.
That's
an incredibly nice DoorDash car.
At the same time, the police helicopter was up with its spotlight on, searching for the suspected gunman.
I think overall the crime rate here in Philadelphia is out of control. I'm from New York City. I feel fear in Philadelphia now. That's crazy.
The victim was taken to a local hospital in stable condition. Reporting in Crescentville, Katie Catro, Channel 6, Action News.
Someone said if my driver shoots someone because they forgot my milkshake, he's getting one hell of a
tip. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you for taking it so serious.
It doesn't say the age of the driver. It just says the age of the victim.
That is an interesting car.
You think you're like borrowing dad's car?
That's what I was thinking, but it was a 17-year-old victim, so I'm not sure what the deal is.
Yeah, a newer white Mercedes.
I mean, the thing is, so like they don't know where he is, but they have his car.
They didn't get him?
Didn't they say they were like searching for him?
Oh, yeah. He hasn't been charged yet. No, they got him.
Okay.
They're looking for a passenger that was in the car with him, and they're looking for the gun that was used in the shooting.
Okay.
Sometimes those drivers for those places do have like really nice cars, so they can do the extra, like you pay extra to have a nice car pick you up.
So they're doing it all. Yeah, they're doing it all, though.
Yeah,
like I can't imagine having a bunch of sticky food in my car.
In your new Mercedes?
Yeah.
I don't know. It is crazy because it's like a bag of fast food makes the whole car smell like it for like 3 years.
3 years?
That's so good.
I know. I picked one of those, super quick and already prepared pizzas for the kids the other day.
Super quick and already ready.
And my car did for 2 days smell like
pepperoni.
Oh, lucky. Mine smelled like stale farts and pot.
Oh, wow. That's a different odor.
Yep.
That is a different odor.
Trying to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Well, that's hard. The stale farts part. Yeah.
Sure.
No, our part's not good.
Pot, you don't mind. Yeah. But yeah, crazy reaction on that. I mean, I dedicated DoorDash
super
driver.
Dedicated. Well, because he knows the fallout. When he shows up, he's done all the work, and then I'm like, oh, thanks so much for my where's my milkshake?
That's so bad. That's a bad one to forget.
No tip.
Yeah, you could probably, I mean, you didn't before when someone showed up without your drink, but you could see past it if they forgot, you know, like your Coke or something or a bottle of water. You'd be like, all right, whatever.
Well, if they decide they're going to run back and go get it for me, then I understand that we can work something out. It is so sad.
Someone said, I drove for DoorDash and there have been plenty of times I've wanted to shoot the people I'm picking up from. They're just so rude to us, but I'll just poop in their bathroom and not flush.
Send in a message.
Yeah.
Yep.
Message sent.
Yeah, I guess. I have noticed that, and it's weird to me because I've been a couple of places, and they have like a dedicated, delivery service pickup area. And they do. They're like, yeah, yeah. Like, they don't treat them well. I mean, maybe there's an
I wonder how much they're losing per order on that stuff sometimes. Like, it seems like
I know.
They don't work for them, so I guess they just don't care.
They just don't care. And they also know, like, you're not a real customer. You would never come in here. Like, I don't have to treat you the same way that these other people are here. They're paying customers, or they want to come in and sit down.
So even though that driver was there before me, they served the whole line of people before they went to them to see what they needed.
Huh.
Like, they were like, customers here, they get priority.
I've witnessed those drivers be really rude to people at work.
So maybe it's both ways.
Oh, it might go both ways.
Mm-hmm. I think that they have like less skin in the game than like a customer, so they kind of...
But they want it. I'm sure they want it right away. The faster they get it, you know, the faster they can get on to doing another order.
Right.
So maybe they give them a hard time. But the few times I've seen interactions, they have not been friendly. They don't seem to...
Well, like that time I went to the Chinese food place and I had sent my online order in and they were like, what order? What are you talking about? And I just sat in there for 25 minutes while they made my food. That's all it was, though. All it was DoorDash, you know, all those different companies just coming in, getting food and like leaving. And it was a very odd interaction. It wasn't the same as like when you know it's your food.
Someone said, restaurant general manager, DoorDash employees suck. They're not trained in food safety or hygiene. They'll often dig through bags of food that aren't even theirs without asking to try and find theirs. Then they take the wrong orders. They can just be a nightmare.
Yeah, they're real uppity, too. Like, I think it's because of the time crunch or something. Every time I've been in line trying to get food, and then there's, like, DoorDash people, like, they're always, like, bouncing around like they're about ready to get in a UFC fight.
They got to hurry,
like,
right?
And they look like they're going to get real confrontational with, like, the staff. And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be a good situation. State troopers in Indiana came across an unlikely vehicle on a southern Indiana interstate. An electric Walmart cart. Occasionally, people in these go rogue, right? They just take them out in the streets.
Yeah, it's Maine.
This was about 5 o'clock in the morning the other day. A trooper came across a man riding an electric Walmart cart, but also pushing a construction barrel.
Yeah, I hit it.
This was on I-265 in Clark County. According to Indiana State Police, the man was taken to Louisville, Kentucky, which is where he started out.
How far did he go?
You couldn't go.
It's the craziest battery ever on that thing.
Come on, you couldn't.
You could barely get a senior citizen around the grocery store I worked at one time without the battery needing to charge, so I'm impressed.
Has it got a Tesla battery?
Yeah, what's it?
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Indiana, what part of Indiana was he in?
There, right there. Let's see how long it would take you to.
Oh, 25 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that's closer than you think.
But still, that's pretty damn good.
It is still good.
I'm still impressed.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but how long would that take in a Walmart electric scooter?
Like a long time.
Yeah.
If that's an average vehicle.
Hours,
that's
at least, dude.
Like hours.
But also, wanged, right? I mean, how do you hit one of those... barrels and not know it, and you're just dragging it?
Yeah, you must be completely wanged. The cart was recovered and returned all the way back to the Walmart. The trooper said, you never know what you'll see on the interstate. They want to remind people that Walmart carts are not allowed on the interstate. And if you're in a slower vehicle, you should use the right-hand lane. That's pretty crazy.
I hope they like pit maneuvered him.
Yeah.
I guess they do let you take those out of the store, right?
Yeah, you get to your car.
What do people do when they pull up to the store? Like if I
sometimes they'll flag somebody in the parking lot down and ask you to go in and get one, or they usually have like a walker or a cane to at least get them into the store.
Oh.
And then they'll send somebody out to get the cart once they take it back to the vehicle.
As a grocery store worker, did you ever have to bring a scooter
Absolutely.
To someone? Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all the time. That was like the one like joy when you're doing carts.
You got to scoot.
You get to drive those around. And then like once it got like later at night and the lights go down, you race in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
So Chuck pulls up and he's able-bodied. But he doesn't feel like walking. And
can you give me one of those scooters?
He flags you down.
Oh, great, fat guy's back. Fat, lazy bastard. Well, I got another hour and a half before my 15-minute break, but I can get a quick 10-minute break in on this part.
Yes, you don't mind.
So you don't care.
Hey, Ray, Mr. Fat Man, I'm going to get your car. Don't worry.
Yep.
Oh, this is the one Mr. Fat Man likes. I need to go to the other lobby. I need to get him the luxury one that I know he prefers. Man. Milk another 10 minutes.
Yep.
Okay, you know, right, 25 minutes later, Fat Man's got his cart. I didn't do any work, and
you're all good.
We're all happy, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, again, it's kind of like that handicap parking situation. You don't really know. There could be something up with the person.
Exactly.
You just have to take their word for it.
He could have gout in his foot. He doesn't want to put any pressure on it. Whatever.
You just don't know.
That's not my job. The question is my job to serve this gentleman.
Exactly.
Customer service number
Thanks
one.
Thanks for your service.
You see this gold star on my name tag, Dave? That means I passed the customer service exam.
Mr. James is the best.
See? He's the one that writes in all the compliments for me. He's my ticket to employee of the month.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a couple of people in those, and...
Well, we all have.
Right. They just jump up, and they grab something off a shelf, and there is nothing wrong with that.
No, I just think it's...
Some people just like to use them to get around the store.
Yeah.
And they don't need them.
Especially at Walmart.
Yes.
Especially at Walmart.
Yep.
I think it's just a way for someone to leave. It's like a Sunday drive inside of a grocery store is what it seems like to me. Where you're like, I don't really want to walk around, but I do want to just go up and down every aisle and see what they have to offer.
Let me ask you this. If you weren't judged, would you want to use one of those?
Like, I want to use any kind of riding thing.
You do?
Yeah, like, to me, like, now that I have the riding lawnmower, it's so much more fun.
To ride stuff.
Like, it's fun! Like, cutting the lawn used to suck. It's fun!
It does give it a little bit of an element of fun, but it's still a chore.
It doesn't even feel like a chore to me.
They brainwashed Chuck. They've got
him. Yeah,
they've got him.
Oh, it's not even. I mean, it's over in 5 seconds.
The guy who cuts my grass is like, he's doing like 50 miles an hour up and down my thing. He's like,
those guys are like,
I have to keep mine on super slow because, I mean, I could rip, like fly if I wanted to.
I used to think
that
way.
But I will kill myself.
Oh, I used to think that way on my ride on mower until I ran over some baby bunnies.
Oh, that has happened.
No, that happened. James. Oh, my God.
It was so sad.
That happened.
How do you go on after that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's just so keep horrible.
Mowing. Oh, it's the worst.
Just keep on mowing.
It's the worst. They just dig a little
in the grass.
And then they cover it up. They cover it up with grass.
Bunnies.
Yeah, they hide it with grass, which is what you want to cut.
Bunnies!
Oh, it's terrible.
It was so sad.
There'd be zero left.
I'm breaking my heart.
Yeah.
It was, let me tell you too, a nightmare of stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, carnage. Yeah, carnage.
There wasn't just one baby bunny.
No.
I didn't know that it happened to you, because that happened to my husband, too, and he was traumatized.
Remember years ago when I had that bigger, you know, we had a bigger property beside us that I would
mow? Yeah, the one beside, yeah.
That's when it happened.
Yep.
The kids were just little.
That's happened to somebody else I know, too. They ran over a bunch of baby bunnies with one. Mm. And it was just like a
I still gotta go home and take care of my lawn, even though you guys have already murdered bunnies. There's plenty of bunnies on the property. Now I'm gonna be paranoid.
Oh, you
take a stick, I run over. Oh, I got it with a bunny.
It's hard to know where they're at.
It is. I would then take, like, do a visual. I would just kind of keep an eye. But sometimes the grass got really high. You'd never be able to see.
I guess that's the thing. So I don't have anything on my property, like great big trees or anything like that, where I might have to go around and like pick stuff up and like do a visual. Like, there's nothing, so I'm just going to be flying at full speed ahead, and if there is something like that, it's just gonna, I'm gonna just chalk it up to nature, you know.
I don't want to be a bunny killer.
No, my, who does?
Now I see them. They're in more in the woods now. I'm like, that's a good place, bunnies. In the woods, not out in the middle of the lawn.
We had some this year right in our lawn, like right outside our back door.
Mm-hmm. Bunny.
And Jameson's like, let me out.
Oh,
I'm surprised they would with Jameson around.
Well, we don't let him out by himself, right?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, we had, at my old house, it's happened a few times. And like the dogs even would be like, I want to kill all the bunnies. And you're like, nope, get away from there.
Yeah. It was a tragic day. Sean's with us. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, tell the bitch be cool.
Say, bitch be cool. Go ahead.
So,
man.
Hey, you guys are talking about riding on your lawnmowers and stuff.
Yeah.
I used to be a chef, and I switched careers a couple of years ago, and now I work in a warehouse where I drive around a pallet jack all night long.
Yep.
And if you don't know, it's like a forklift you stand on. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love my job so much. It's so much fun. I feel like when I was a kid, I wanted a job where I could just like drive a golf cart around all day, and pretty much I like feel like I'm in a game of Mario Kart every night. I just zip around with music in my head and just hang out. It's so cool.
Sweet gig,
dude. I recommend getting a job doing stuff like that.
There you go.
All yeah. Right. Like when I was a factory painter kid, it was like, you know, that part sucked, but every once in a while we got to drive the lift trucks. And boy, that's fun. And we had some versions of them that were really fast, and then we would race them until the bosses, the owner's son, put a lift truck right through the assembly line.
Oh.
Yeah, and that ended all that.
This guy said one time I ran over a bird without knowing it until the feathers hit me in the face like Harry on Home Alone.
Oh, God.
And then someone else said, Chuck, wait till you use a stand-on mower. Boner.
Yeah, that guy, don't know. I don't want to use
I've seen
stand-on.
Those. I don't know if I can handle
I'm
that.
Like, those guys look super professional.
Yep. I couldn't.
No, I like sitting down.
You know, we talked about the dude who was using a ride-on mower, and he didn't want to get off to do the side of the cliff. He just decided he'd try and do it with the mower.
Yes.
And then he tumbled into the water in Ohio.
Yeah.
I saw two dudes, like, maybe there's special equipment made for that. The side of the freeway, there was two guys on ride-on mowers.
Oh, that are going up the side.
They're unbelievable. They look like they're on 45 degrees.
Like you could just fall into traffic.
That's what I thought. I'm picturing the guy that fell off the cliff, and I'm like, these guys would fall just right onto a busy road.
So that's the way my backyard goes. So I have like a change of elevation of probably about 10 feet, and it's a fairly steep.
Ooh.
And so I can do the very bottom one, like straight across, but then I just have to go like up and down and up and down. Yeah. Like I go up the safe spot and down crazy the wild spot. Yeah, like, you know, but it's I would never attempt the sideways. I think you could do it, but I just the fear. Of like you said, tumbling. And there is a ditch that's way down there. Right. I don't need to tumble into a ditch.
I didn't know if they make some equipment specifically for that or that it'll...
I think they're just pros.
They must be.
And I think that they might have the stuff with roll cages and they just don't. I mean, but a roll cage is going to stop the semi if you roll into the freeway, you know?
Right. I just felt like those were designed to do those crazy angles in the ditches.
That's what I wanted to. Yeah,
like the weight distribution on it or something.
Or they're so heavy that it's almost just impossible to crush you more when it falls on
top
of you.
No, but I think it's just, it's so heavy on the base of it that it's like, you know, it would like slide down instead of tumbling maybe.
Someone said the last time I cut my grass was when I massacred a family of baby bunnies. I haven't been able to cut my own grass since. That was 8 years ago.
It's really traumatizing.
It is.
I can't even.
I mean,
is there anything cuter than a baby bunny and you've just cut them into pieces?
Well, and the thing is too, like when you move, because I saw this weird thing in my lawn one time. I'm like, what is it? It looks like a collection of dead grass. And I just went over and lifted it up, and it was just...
Dead baby bunnies?
No, so many alive.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like, oh my God. And it's like, it is the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Right.
So to know what you have done.
Exactly.
There's some horrible death stories coming in that I can't share. Oh,
no, my God.
There's
that
a
topic.
Lot of... A lot lawnmower of
dead baby
deaths.
Bunnies.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of dead baby bunnies.
James will never be able to mow his lawn again.
Oh, you'll cry for sure.
I'm going to dial your service now.
These are true.
That will make you hire a service.
Yeah.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is a question for you guys. Have you ever had an unexpected visitor? And I'm not talking a house guest. Two stories making news today of people finding strangers in their house or on their property. Have you ever had an unexpected visitor like that? And how did it play out? If you've got a story and you want...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Share it, 1-855-954-6969. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. The first story's out of Michigan, where a dude in Jackson County stepped out of his shower, and a guy was pointing a gun at him and a bat and demanding all of his money.
Oh, man.
You are naked and helpless.
Yeah.
This guy stepped out of his shower the other morning to find someone with a baseball bat and a handgun in his apartment. This wasn't, like, it was 11:55, just before noon.
Yeah.
Officers responded to an armed robbery at an apartment complex northwest of Jackson, Michigan. A man at the scene said he was in the shower and didn't even hear anyone come in. But when he got out of the shower, there was a man armed with a baseball bat and a handgun demanding money and marijuana.
I wonder if he knew. Sometimes guys catch wind
if he's got some drugs or things
that you might have.
Well, the victim did hand over an undisclosed amount of both money and marijuana. And the suspect took off. The guy quickly got dressed and called police. No shots were fired. Nobody was injured. Detectives are currently investigating, they say.
Yeah. I'm just happy that, you know, like, if you were going to break into my house, so you wanted, like, ooh, what does he have a lot of? It's Cheez-Its.
Give me all your Cheez-Its.
You know, like, and they're not.
He doesn't seem
not
to have
yet.
Cash.
They don't have the value yet.
Right.
You know, I would be worried maybe if Lisa broke in, but.
Sure, she'd want all your Cheez-Its.
Yeah, she would. Sure.
She's got a lead on the white cheddar.
Yeah.
She's got a full stock of it.
Yeah.
Hard to find.
I know just where the pantry is.
Do you keep your wits about you in the shower?
No.
You don't?
Like, I mean, I don't even think about it. I mean, like, I don't even think about someone breaking in the shower. I don't know what I would do.
When I lived by myself in a sketchy place when I first got into radio, I did. I remember being like, ooh.
So, like, you're going to take a shower. You're like, this is when it could all go down.
Right.
Yeah. I'm never really thinking about that.
Yeah, I don't think. I guess it depends on, you know, if you've had anything like that happen.
Yeah.
Or
your surroundings. You have to know, like, where you're at. Yeah. Yeah.
Security cameras make you feel a lot better.
That's so true. Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'll be notified.
You just have so many neighbors that are willing to shoot anybody.
We'll tell you about a dude in Ohio who found someone on his property as well. But the question for you is, what was your unexpected visitor? If you've got a story, 1-855-954-6969. We'll start here with Kaylee in Boston. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
So what's your story?
So I was basically visiting my dad's family in Ohio, and we were staying with my aunt and my uncle. And I was a kid, so we were all sleeping in front of the TV, like in, you know, like a little blanket kind of nest thing. And some random woman walked in. I thought she was my aunt because I was half asleep, and she just walked in and cuddled up with the kids. And I, like, threw my leg over her and snuggled with her. And, yeah, my uncle came down, and he was like, you know, get out of my house. And I was like, why are you yelling at my aunt? And I didn't realize until, like, years later they told me it was just some random homeless woman that walked in. And
oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No. A nice little cuddle, huh?
Oh, I'm going to need that light shampoo and the bed bug spray.
Yeah.
Burn it, Dave.
Oh, God.
Burn it.
I was hugging a homeless woman.
Yeah.
You didn't expect that.
No.
Right?
Ooh, someone said I lived in an apartment complex where all the apartments look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And in my neighborhood, one of these girls, I guess, went out with her friend for the night and got drunk. 2 a.m, I'm laying in bed. Someone comes into my bedroom. I can see her. She starts undressing. I say, what the hell are you doing? And she says, I'm coming to bed, baby. I said, no. What are you doing here? She said, I just got home.
I am not the man you think I am.
Climbs into bed with me. I realize she's effing drunk. I turn the light on and say, hey, you're in the wrong house. She still tried to come on to me. I had to get her dressed and take her home.
Well. Yeah, I mean, that's scary. The only time it ever kind of sort of happened to me is when I didn't realize that my roommate, that her parents were coming over,
And like, I just rounded the corner to just her dad in his underwear. And I was like, hi. And then I looked over and saw my roommate. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Had you met the dad before that?
Yes. One time. But I just wasn't ready for it. He was in his underwear.
Oh, that is odd, too.
He just didn't care. He was just changing in the living room. He didn't expect to see me. I didn't expect to see him. I was like in my room, and I could have been there for 4 hours straight. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so.
You may not even realize you were in the house.
Yeah.
I would think.
Right.
Otherwise, he would be.
I just don't think he cared. He was like old enough to just not care.
I was stationed in Japan, someone said, and all the homes look exactly the same where I was. So at 3 a.m., I woke up to a Japanese man singing My Heart Will Go On from Titanic, as drunk as can be. He had walked into the wrong house.
That's not bad.
You got some free karaoke.
Yeah, you got a lovely singing voice.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not sure what I'd do if I found a drunk Japanese man singing My Heart Will Go On.
No, I don't know.
Call the cops? Do you let it play out? Do you let him finish?
I think, I don't know. I mean, it really seems like those karaoke bars over there, they get so drunk.
Well, they party hard.
Like, yeah.
They work hard and they party hard. Like, the Japanese culture can drink.
Yeah.
Allison's with us next. Hey, Allison, we're talking about when you had an unexpected visitor.
Yes. Hi, guys. You guys make my drive to work so much more fun. I love listening to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So it was the Stars and Stripes Festival in downtown Mount Clemens when we used to live in Mount Clemens. So we'd always have people over because we can walk just downtown. Well, me and the kids got up one morning, and there was some guy on our porch sleeping on one of our couches out on the sun porch. And first I thought it could have been many things. I thought my sister brought some guy home. Like, who is this guy? Yeah. And then we thought it could have been like the neighbor's kid that got drunk because he turned 21. It just ended up being some random guy that just came up on our porch in the middle of the night and got really cozy. He was, you know, folded with a blanket, looking all cozy. And my husband at the time actually pulled our window up and just blasted music. And the guy just woke up really startled. Yeah, it was really funny. But we didn't call the cops or anything. We just, you know, but the guy was really scared. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I guess if it was just...
I think there's a lot of times people don't call the cops.
Yeah.
They just handle it.
If there's no ill will or anything going wrong, you just realize it was a drunken mistake.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call the cops.
No, I wouldn't either. Not for a drunken mistake. But like, if you're kicking my door in, then it's different.
Then even if
you're drunk, like if you're drunk and it's nonviolent and it like that's one thing. But if it's like drunk and seems violent, that's not good. Not going to end well.
The other story making news today about an unexpected visitor is in Warren, Ohio, where a guy is recovering from injuries he received after being attacked with a coffee cup. Cops were called out earlier this week about reports of a man assaulted at a home in Warren, Ohio. 34-year-old guy says he was in his backyard. It was just about 1 a.m. He was ready to walk back into the house when some unknown dude came up behind him and smashed him over the head with a coffee cup and took off.
That sucks. Wow. Like, didn't even try and rob him. Wow.
The victim drove himself to the hospital. He was treated for several cuts to the back of his head. He says he has no idea who it was because he was attacked from behind in the dark. Detectives are now looking into it. You piss someone off.
Yeah, it's a neighbor, right?
It's got to be.
It's got to be a neighbor.
You're in your backyard at 1 a.m. Were you making a ruckus? Were you?
Some of those coffee cups, though, are like they're big, super thick. That can
hurt you.
Do some damage
for sure. What about you? What was your unexpected visitor, Noah? Hey, Noah.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, man. What happened?
So it was like a Sunday afternoon. I'm lying in bed, and I start hearing this knocking on my door. I don't answer. This guy keeps knocking for another 10 minutes or so, and then I hear, "It's me, bitch." And I don't say nothing. And he keeps knocking, and then I hear a smash crash. I yell, "F off, dude," pull on some pants, run into my living room, see a bunch of shattered glass everywhere, a hole in the window, and a brick
that landed all the way into my kitchen.
So you threw a brick through your
what
window?
What happened to the It's Me Bitch guy? Did you get him?
Well, this young kid talked to me through the hole in the window and said, some guy just tried to break into your place and ran through your backyard. But I think it was probably him.
Oh. Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I just saw a guy.
Okay, yeah, he just took out that way.
Yeah.
What? Just realized he had the wrong place? You don't want to be mistaken.
Yeah, but why did... I think he just thought there was no one home.
That's probably it.
The knocking was checking to see if anyone was home, right?
So he was trying to break in.
Well, once you throw a brick through the window, like I'm not going to... Even if I was trying to get in my buddy's house, I would never throw a brick through his window to get in.
Oh,
Chuck, I didn't know you were home. You never answered the door.
Oh, man, but you threw that brick right through that big, giant window.
Making sure everything was all right. And you, making sure everything was okay with you.
Dude, that's a big window.
I know, but next time answer the door.
Yep.
Amber's with us. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Hey, go ahead.
So I was about 10 years old, and it's middle of the night, 1 a.m. We had a screened-in front porch, and then we had the door leading into the main house. Lights were off on the front porch, and you had to go out to the porch to actually turn them on. So it's at 1 a.m., and we hear some crashing and banging. The dog starts freaking out, and my mom goes to peek out the front porch, thought maybe something fell out there. And suddenly this old lady appears right in the window. She slams her hand on the window out of the darkness, and she just goes, help. And mom on screen.
That's terrifying.
And I have been traumatized ever since.
Yeah, like old ladies give you the jitters.
Help!
That's a horror film.
Out of the dark into the window. It was absolutely horrifying. Apparently she had like fallen and she was wandering around the streets confused.
Oh my God. No, I wouldn't know what to do.
No.
My first thought is she's here to kill me.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But it's just a tragically injured, confused old lady.
Right. Like you think it's a demon. Or something. But it's not.
I'd so just not want lady. To help, but then I'd feel You'd, guilty.
Yeah. That's what'll get us, though, right? Like, it'll be like,
that's
it's
how the
our
zombies.
Guilt.
Yeah.
And then you walk outside, and it was a ruse. Ah. Yeah.
I hope it's not
not like that.
Someone said, my gay neighbor's boyfriend got so drunk one night and decided the back of my minivan was a great place to crash for the night.
Hmm.
I woke up late for work and jumped in my van so quickly, I didn't even look into it. As I was backing out of my driveway, I heard the highest pitched scream I've ever heard coming from the third row. It was the guy waking up, realizing he wasn't in bed and he had no idea where he was.
Oh, man.
I feel like I'd wreck my car if something happened. Someone screamed from the back row. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it was just the gay neighbor's drunk boyfriend.
Yeah, that's the best person to find, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They don't want to cause
you. Gay neighbor's boyfriend!
You know they don't want to cause you no harm.
No.
On a similar note, someone said my dad went to get bagels on Thanksgiving morning. So he gets home, puts the bagels on the table, looks out the window, sees a girl jump out of the back of the pickup truck. I guess our neighbors had a party and some chick passed out.
Wow.
In the bed of the truck. So she took a ride to the bagel place. Right? Took a ride to the bagel place and back.
Yes.
And was just laying low, I guess, or well,
once it starts, once it starts moving, you're just hoping to God
she
it returns.
Someone could have been leaving to go somewhere for Thanksgiving. Who knows where she would have ended up.
I don't know.
You know, wake up in a different state.
Yeah. No, it can happen. Don't pass out somewhere.
Another scary moment. Someone pops up in the back of your pickup truck at the bagel store.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's in Fort Myers. Eric, tell us about your unexpected visitor.
Hey, guys. Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg. What's
up, bud? So I was just hanging out at my house. I get a doorbell ring, and I go to open the door, and this guy just kind of says, hey, is Brian here? Well, my roommate's Brian. He didn't tell anyone who was coming over. But I'm like, yeah, he's in the back of the room there, kind of just playing video games. So he gets all the way to the back, opens the door, looks at the guy, and it looks like he's just looking at a mirror. And he's like, who are you? And I was like, I'm Brian. Well, apparently he was just leaving the bar, and he got the wrong address from someone. So I let some random-ass guy all the way into my house.
Just because it was a different Brian.
Just because it was a different Brian, yep. I've also had someone, I went to go get the mail real late at night, and he was just passed out right at the mailbox, right at the side of the street. I think he was there for about 2 hours or so, and then finally woke up randomly and kind of made his way back home. So had a few things happen from that tiki bar down here.
Too close to the tiki bar. Victor.
Yep.
What happened to you, man?
What was that?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, one day I was at my grandparents' house, and I was upstairs, and I came down the stairs, and I saw this lady sitting on my grandparents' couch. She was just petting the dog.
Oh my!
And I was like, okay, this is just a random lady petting my grandfather's friend or whatever, and just came over because he has a lot of visitors over, and he came downstairs right behind me, and he was like, do you know who that is? And I was like, I have no idea who that is. I thought she was your friend. So it ended up being some, like, I don't know if she was special needs or what it was, but she was just walking around, and I guess she made her way into our house, and we ended up calling the police, and they told us that her caregiver or whoever it was actually looking for her, and I guess she ran out the door.
Oh, you got to keep your eyes on
that. Yeah,
that's,
you do.
That's what you need, dog lover.
Keep it.
Yeah, you got to. Sometimes
thank God for the dog, though, because it had her just stay there. Yeah, right?
Kept her around.
Yeah.
Krishna. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? What happened?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Sorry. My parents' house up in Canada, we had just gotten home from a long trip, and this must have been like midnight or 1 o'clock. There was some drunk guy who was high and totally drugged up that decided he wanted to break into the house. So my parents used to have like these just small evergreen trees right outside the main door. He pulled those back and launched those at the main door and like the side window panel that's right by the door, and managed to break both of them.
He launched trees like a catapult.
Like a slingshot.
Yep, right at the door. And I think my dad had already called the cops. So the cops came, and when they came, he was just lying on our front lawn, looking at the stars, I guess, and then ran away. And I think they called about 3 units down and tased him down 3 times before they were able to.
You've seen those people.
Yeah, the triple tase.
They've got that special strength resistant to multiple tases.
Yeah, they finally get you, though.
But they will, yeah. They'll beat you down. Mm-hmm. Lawrence in Tampa, you had to deal with an unexpected visitor.
I did.
What happened?
So, it was Gasparilla years ago, and my boyfriend, now husband, we had just gotten back from being out all day drinking, and so we were in the bedroom changing, and we decided we're going to try to sneak in a real quickie. That didn't happen. We heard the very distinct, like, clink of the back of the toilet seat hitting the bowl or hitting, like, the tank behind.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, we're like, there's somebody in the bathroom. And so we both ran around buck naked to see who's in the bathroom. And there's, like, this trail of leprechaun, like, party beads in a way, like, from the door all the way to the bathroom. And, so we look in the bathroom, and there's this drunk girl. She's, like, pulling her pants down, and she goes, I just have to use the bathroom. So, long story short, she has no idea where she is. She has no friends, no purse, no nothing. Her name is Rachel. I hope she's okay. This is years ago.
Just a random Rachel peeing in your place.
Yeah.
So you let her pee and then send her off?
That's a nice lady. Yeah. She won't pee outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? She will not. She refuses.
She had a touch of class.
She does a bit of break and enter, but it's only to use the bathroom, and then she'll be gone.
Right.
She will leave you.
And they just left her.
And they just set her out on the streets again.
Okay. And
Donna. Hi, Donna is in Naples.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
So
Years ago, my grandmother lived in Atlantic City on the Bay Block.
Okay.
And she got up to leave for work at 6 a.m., and there were 2 hookers on her porch.
Yes.
So my grandmother, it was summertime, she woke them up and said, would you ladies like some coffee? And they were like, yeah. And she went out and made him coffee and gave him Danish. And this went on for an entire summer. Until
oh, you can't feed, everyone knows, don't feed the hookers. It's like the zoo.
Yeah,
you can't
never
feed
leave.
The hookers. They'll never leave you.
My grand, what do you call it? My uncle came to stay with my grandmother. He was doing work for her. And he heard her talking to somebody. So he got up, he came downstairs and looked, and he was like, who are those hookers? And my grandmother was like, they're not hookers, they're working girls. And they got tired, and they didn't want to drive all the way home. So they've been sleeping on my porch all summer.
Holy cow, rent-free.
And it wasn't until my uncle explained to her, no, working girls mean hooker. Grandma, those are hookers. They're not girls that work the night shift.
Wow.
And she was like, but they were so sweet, and they never did anything. And I put a couple of blankets out in case it got chilly.
That's it. A grandma's so nice.
A grandma is nice.
This is so nice.
You got porch hookers. You got to call someone to get rid of your porch hookers, right?
You do. Like,
yeah. The Orkin man. I don't know who it is. You call someone.
There's a whole nest of them. Yeah. They keep coming back, no matter what I do.
Now, it's time to play What's in Her
Grandma's Panties.
Grandma's panties.
What's in Grandma's panties?
I'm glad that this is not a frequent guest, that we don't have a sounder made for that.
No, thank God.
Oh, yeah, there's so many.
99% of the time, it would just be diarrhea. Right?
That was
What's
my guess.
What's in Grandma's panties?
That was my guess, my first guess.
What's your guess?
Diarrhea.
Oh,
you got it.
Yeah, right again.
Oh, you did it. Yep. My dentures.
Well, a grandmother.
Yes.
Is going to jail for 30 months after being caught with something in her panties.
That's so long. I'll be dead.
Police pulled the grandma over. A subsequent search revealed something in her underwear. She was arrested. Within a month, arrested for the exact same thing.
Yeah, I smuggle things.
In her underpants.
Wow.
Druggy grandma.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm a mule.
She pleaded guilty.
Yeah, I did it. I'll do it again.
Now just been sentenced to 30 months in prison for it. The big question is, what's in grandma's underpants?
Oxy.
Yeah.
We want to say Oxy, Dave.
That doesn't quite work.
Meth.
That was good.
Yeah. Grandma messed up.
Was she sneaking drugs, like maybe into prison, trying to meet somebody and drop it off?
No.
Oh, yeah, she was just pulled over, right?
Yep. Cocaine.
Yeah. Oh, you got it.
Well, dang it.
Cocaine and grandmas so are quiet. Bad mixed at heart, but you never know.
Is it just going to be the run-of-the-mill old weed? Just weed?
No.
Monkey dust.
We would never have got
how
that.
Are we going to guess monkey dust?
Monkey dust.
That's a new drug.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Drug dealing grandma was caught with monkey dust stashed inside her underpants.
I can't even keep up with all this drugs.
She was jailed for 30 months after being caught with it twice in 1 month.
I love it.
They did find the drugs in her underwear. She was arrested for possession with intent to supply. And then within a month spotted inside of a drug den with more monkey dust in her underpants.
Oh, man, what's grandma up to? I'm in a drug den.
If you're a drug dealer, like an old lady, it's probably good to have on your side, I guess.
She pleaded guilty again.
She's
grandmother.
Not very good at it, though.
No, she's not.
She's real bad.
Grandmother added that she was intending to sell drugs to people already on drugs to fund her own drugs habit. Sure.
She, like, ripped a grandma fart and then monkey dust.
went everywhere in the vehicle.
Everyone got high.
She's high. She's covered in it. Huh. And what does monkey dust
bath
do to you?
Bath salts.
It's like a bath salt.
Yeah. Oh. It's no good.
Yeah. It sounds bad.
Yeah. And I'm not sure you should store it in your underpants. I'll say that.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Probably.
A lot of drugs, that's exactly where it's stored, though.
I know it is.
They're worse, like. Oh, yeah. Oh, much worse.
No mugshot, Dave?
Yes. I completely forgot that twist of the story.
What?
She's 44. Oh.
Dave was just going to... I'm just gonna throw that away.
She's 44. Well, but then it would open a whole other can of worms. Then I have to explain it, so I'm like, oh, we'll just move on. But she's 44, and she is a grandma.
Yeah.
So she's had a, and she also goes by the name Kirk. So a lot of other things that I could have mentioned, but
just throw it away now. Too many things. Toss it aside.
Grandma named Kirk, who's 44, has monkey dust in her underpants.
Yeah.
Okay, I just thought I'd
what are you gonna
go
do?
To the highlights.
Oh, that's really good.
What are you gonna do?
I just wanted to see the mugshot. I didn't know it was all that.
Hey, Kirk, what's in your underpants?
You know what's in my underpants.
That's Grandma Kirk. She's loaded to the brim with the...
I'm high as hell.
She's always got bath salts all around her underwear.
How you doing? I'm that grandma. Call me Kirk.
Grandma Kirk!
She's Grandma
what
Kirk.
Are you? No, are you in trouble with the cops again?
All the time. Second time.
Grandma!
I got that monkey dust in my panties.
Like a couple of twists, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure.
Yep.
We'd have the time for them.
Time, Dave.
I'm just trying to like crunch the numbers on the grandma age. You know, like 44.
I keep
taking
the story out of the garbage. so she's 44.
You had a kid at like maybe 16.
She probably just had kids. Really young, and her kids had.
And her kids, really. And they say that the cup could possibly be something that just. Like handed down.
The what?
Like it's handed down. Like the young, you have them young and then the people make the same mistakes. And then the people make the same mistakes.
Oh, sure, because that's, that's like who's raising you, right?
Anywho.
Old Grandma Kirk.
Yep.
Come in, give your Grandma Kirk.
It says right here, officers found the woman who is known by the name of Kirk in possession of 46 wraps of monkey dust. And she herself has a bad monkey dust habit.
You know I'm addicted to monkey dust.
Grandma Kirk, you're going to have to give that stuff up. You know, it's hotter than you think.
You got to stop hanging out in drug dens. Grandma Kirk, you never told us why they call you that.
Boy, oh boy.
Why they call
you? Some things you're not ready for.
Oh, okay.
Grandchild.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know where to begin.
No. There's Grandma Kirk.
Yep.
Also known as Stacy Sullivan, but it goes by the name Kirk. And she's 44-year-old grandma.
Now, listen, I would say in my brain, I'm like, okay, maybe this it's a woman, but or was born a woman and living, but
she had a
she
baby.
Still has like the haircut of who I would say is a Stacy. Mm-hmm.
She's had a baby, too, though, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, anyone can still have a baby, what I'm saying is she doesn't strike me as someone who's transitioning.
No.
No, she just somehow ended up with the nickname...
A lady named Kirk.
Yes. However that happens.
Serene.
But... You know, he tried to just throw it away. He tried to just...
He did.
Well, he was like, guys, there's too much here to try to explain.
Right? I get it.
We
now.
Got the monkey dust. Yeah. We went through the whole
with the whole thing. The whole thing.
Like, and do they really need to know she's 44 named Kirk? I don't
know.
So.
But I don't know. It adds to the story.
It did.
Okay,
it
right.
turns out it did.
Can I officially dispose of it now?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless there's something else.
Let me see. I did miss one thing. Uh-huh. She also had a Kinder Egg up there with heroin in it. So there you go.
Two Kinder eggs.
Yeah, one
had the monkey dust and one had the heroin.
There you go. So there you go.
Are you
okay.
Sure? Are you I sure? Could, is yeah. there another page?
Hurry up, kids. Eat that Kinder Egg.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Give me back that
Grandma
plastic.
Kirk, this Kinder Egg tastes weird.
Uh-oh, you got the wrong one.
Okay.
Give me good. A little, give me a Kinder Egg surprise.
I think we're...
Grandma Kirk.
Surprise, all right.
Grandma Kirk needs that for later.
Grandma Kirk.
That's it. I think that's it. That should be it.
All right. That's got to be it.
I would think
point.
That'd be it.
That's got to
be it. She doesn't look like Captain Kirk. There's no,
no, there's nothing.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No Spock.
She's got
ears.
Bangs and everything and hairdo.
Yep.
Can't, you know? Really, can't really figure it out. Anyways, here we go.
Here we go. It's going in the trash.
It's going. Bye.
There we go.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.